Wellington County Council has approved its 2026 budget, setting the stage for a year focused heavily on infrastructure, emergency services, and housing supports with a moderate tax increase for residents. The budget includes a 3.6% property tax increase, which works out to about $26 more per $100,000 of assessment. The county's total tax levy for the year will be just under $149 million. Officials say nearly 85% of the tax hike is driven by higher costs in roads, bridges, police services, and social housing. The 2026 plan is also part of a much larger long-term strategy. The county is forecasting $686.6 million in capital spending over the next decade, with more than two-thirds of that money going towards roads, bridges, and transportation infrastructure. Housing projects make up another significant share as the county works to maintain and expand both social and affordable housing stock. Emergency medical services are another major focus. The plan calls for five new ambulance stations to be built across the county over the next 10 years, representing about $42 million in design, land, and construction costs. The city of Guelph, which provides ambulance service, is also adding 12 paramedics over 2026 and 2027 to help manage call volumes and response time pressures. Housing supports are expanding on the operating side as well. The county is doubling the number of new rent supplement units to 20 per month, increasing help for people at risk of homelessness. There's also continued funding for winter response programs and improvements to existing housing units. Families will see service growth too. The budget adds 46 new licensed childcare spaces with new spots in Mount Forest and at Wellington Place. County officials say the overall approach balances maintaining core services with planning for growth while relying heavily on reserves to fund infrastructure and keep long-term debt at manageable levels. I'm Paul Harriet reporting for the Grandit 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.